because it's not al dina pochva. So, in other words, so the rachshite seems to be that when it's done biyad, then it's there. When it's done biruach, whether biruach hashamayim, or it's done biruach bi, then it's there. But when it's done biyad, then it's there. Then it's there. Paul says that that's the rachshi, that the difference between zeirer and zeirer meraki consists whether it's done biruach or it's done biyad or it's done bikele, and bikele is meraki. Now then you ask, according to the rach, so all these gemores here, the dalet and dalet, the gemore distinguishes between apel kvoro and biyad. So, but according to the rach, if it's beira, it must be done biyad. If it's done in apo kvoro, so then it's not beira, so it's mirakei. So the answer is, according to Rache Nochaname, when the Gemara mentions a certain chumre vis-a-vis in regard to apo kvoro, so it doesn't mean that it's a chumre of beira. That means that is a chumre of mirakei. But in discussing beira, the Gemara also mentions the meloch of mirakei. But in Nochaname, whenever any selection is done by means of a kele, by means of a sieve, a sifter, so then it is merakit, not bera. It doesn't make any difference according to the rach, whether the pseles comes down and the eichel remains, or the eichel comes down and the pseles remains on top. As long as it's done binapu chvoro, so then it's merakit. So that's the rach shit. That when it's done beruach, it's pseleh, when it's done biyad, it's bereh, and with them. And when it's done, bikele in apochvoro is merak. So then, the Eglital says that Rashi is chelik amchal. The look at the Rashi, the last line in the Gemara, just before the Mishnah, Tafayin Heyam Beis, the sixth line from the end of the Omer, the Rashi, Harei Uere, Dain Erek Mamesh, the Ridomer is Ere Ubeire Omerake, Vizabikashim, Vizabitzreire, Vizabikema. So he says, so Rashi says the difference between Zeireir, we know, and Beireir, and Merakid is that Zeireir is Bikashim, is straw. So what is removed, the straw is removed. That, and by Beireir, the Meloch of Beireir, what is removed, the chips are removed. And by Kemach, what is removed, the coarse flour is removed, the bran is removed. That, so that's Merakid, that's Merakid. So he is chelik. So the Eglital assumes that that's the machlekes between Rashi and the Rach. According to the Rach, the distinguishing feature between Zeira Bira and Meraki consists with what it is done, the act with what it is done. Whether the act is done with the aid of the Ruach, or with the aid of the hand, or the aid of the Kele, and according to Rashi, it doesn't make any difference whether it's done with the hand, or it's done with the aid of the kele. But the heftzeh, what kind of an object is nivra? What kind of a pseles is removed? Whether it's kashin, so then it's area. Whether it's chayra, then it's berer, or it's the kemach, it's the coarse part of the kemach, so then it's berer. Now, this is what the Eglital tells us, but the truth is that Rashi does not only say what the Eglital mentions. He mentions the rach's pshat also in the Mishnah. So he says at the beginning of the Hazeira v'reches l'ruach, ha'beirei ha'pseles v'yodo, ha'merakid v'napo. So he says mamesh what the Rach says. So why does the Eglital mention the machlekes between Rashi and the Rach? But we see in Rashi, so we find Rashi is here. On one hand, in the Mishnah, Rashi explains it, that the distinction between Zeira and Beirei and Meraki consists that Zera is Beruach, and Bera is Biode, and Raki is Binapo, and there in Dafayin, hey, on the base, he says, the distinction is that Zebi Kashin, Zebi Tzvei, Zebi Kemach. So we have to reconcile the two Rashis. So it seems that whereas there is a fundamental distinction between the Rach Shite and Rashi Shite, according to the Rach, so as the Gvatal says, so the distinction consists in how you do the act, whether you do it with your hand or you do it al de ruach, or you do it binapul uchvo. According to Rashi, so the distinction consists in the object hand that is nivra, that is selected. Whether it's flour, so then it's merakeit, or it's reiris, or it's reiris. Now, so apparently, but Rashi mentions the Rach's pshat also in the Mishneh. So apparently, Rashi shita is when the Rach mentions binapo, he means dafke binapo. It's merakit. Rach mentions biyad, he means dafke biyad. It's bere. Binapo, it's not bere. It's merakit. It's merakit. When Rashi says in the Mishneh, so Rashi does not emphasize the object that is nivra, but Rashi does not emphasize the whether the act of being bearer is done b'yad or is done b'kele, but he emphasizes what kind of a substance is nivra. In other words, let's say flour. Could one sift flour with his hand? Is it possible to sift flour with his hand? Impossible. So when Rashi mentions, that I inhale on the base, zevi kashim, zevi tzeres, zevi kemach. So the essential feature is kemach. But it's not the same. So when he mentions kemach, so it doesn't mean that merakit is only the kemach. Because Rashi says explicitly in the Gemara that find Daled on the base. So the Gemara says, Haiman the Ovid Chvite, that find Daled on the base, Omar Obe, Haiman the Ovid Chvite, Chayev Mishum Sheva Chatois. So how is the Chesh Mishem Chatois? So Rashi says as follows, Teichin or Govim, when he grinds the quads of earth, so that's teichin, it's one chalos. V'sheich ken hodik, and when he grinds it into fine powder, so have a teichin. Teichin or govim v'sheich ken hodik, have a teichin. So that's one chalos. Uber ratzrorei sagasis m'teichon, have a shtayi. So then when he selects the chips from the earth, so then he's chayev mishum berer. Umakidom binapo, so he's chayev mishu mirakit. But he's not mirakit, he doesn't sift flour. He sifts soil, he sifts sand, he sifts not flour. So we see that Rashi Shittin is that the chiyuv of mirakit is not limited only to flour. What Rashi said, zevikashim is a betrayal in the kemach. Rashi doesn't mean that mirakit is only the kemach. Rashi means that mirakeid is only in something that requires enough. It requires enough. You don't, but in order to remove certain impurities, you don't have to resort to enough, to a seed, to a sifter. You can remove the tzreiris from the kidneys with your hand. So if it is something, if it is the kind of a pseles that you want to remove, that cannot be removed with the hand, then it involves in locha beireya. Even if you use an apple, let's say, so if you use an apple in removing the tzreiris from the kidneys, you could do the same job with your hand. But he decided to use an apple. So Mimela seems he doesn't require an apple, this kind of selection. So Mimela there is bear. Mashenkein, if you Mashenkein, Majeike flour, so it could not be selected with the hand. You must have received, because you want to separate something that is very, very fine from something that is even finer. Let's say you want to separate the coarse flour from the fine flour, the bran from the better flour. So you couldn't do it with your hand. You have to use a keila. You have to use a sieve, a sifter. So Mele, when Rashi says zebikashim zebitzchirim zebikemach, he doesn't mean that mirake is limited only to kemach. Rashi says afayim dalet. So he says, Shemach Atoi Yisteichen Ogo Mimisir Kenodi Kavetichen Bir Atzrin Zakas Metichar Yishtayim Umakidon Binapo. So then he's Miraki. But what is a Miraki here? He's not Miraki Kemach, he's Miraki Tzen. The answer is, the sand is also very fine. And you couldn't sift it with your hands. You have to resort to a sea. So Mele, if the thing that you want to remove one thing, a certain sailor is so fine that you couldn't do it with the hand, so then the melocha of Meraket applies. The melocha of Meraket. So Memele, in final analysis, the two pshotim of Rashi, the Rashi in the Mishneh, and the Rashi in the Gemara da Fein, hey, Amadbeis, that's ein hach. Because what does Rashi in the Mishneh say? Hazeira bireches l'ruach. So he doesn't make it. So now let's say when you drive away the chaff from the tvoe, can you do it without the aid of the ruach? You couldn't do it without the aid of the ruach. No matter how hard you work, you couldn't do it without the aid. You have to do it. You have to do it in the wind. So this is the kind of thing, this is the kind of a selection that requires ruach. So that is Zeira. Now, habeira apsilis biyodo, because that is the kind of selection that can be done easily with the hand. Easily then. So Mimele, if it is the kind of a crop that can be done with the hand, so there'll be a melocha beer, let's say kidneys. So you have to remove the psalis, certain impurities from the kidneys. So but it could be done with the hand. So Mimele, even if you use an apple and quora to clean out the impurities. To clean out the impurities from the crop of kidneys, so it's also chayav mishmera, because the crop is that kind of a crop that could be handled with the hand, and then mirabkeit binapo. In other words, it doesn't. So it means if it is the kind of a crop that can be handled, that can be done only with the seed. So flour is a good example. So that's why Rashi says there that I name it base. So the kashin, there's the chav, so that can be handled only with the aid of the wind. So, because tzreireis, when the impurities consist of tzreireis, so they can be handled very readily. And because kemach can be handled only with the sea, with the sifter. So it's einach, it's the same thing. Is the same thing, but so there is a big nafkemine between. So Mele, Rashi says, "Haiman deovit chvite," that when he sifts it with the sieve, so it's chayv mishmerakeit, because the sand is very fine and it could not be handled. It could not be handled beyond. It has to be handled with the sieve. So then there is a chiyuv of merakeit. But if somebody has a crop of kidneys, of beans, let's say, or peas, and there are certain impurities, and those impurities could be removed with the hand, but he's lazy, he doesn't want to work hard with the hand, so instead he decides to use a sieve, so he'll also be chayav mishum be'ereach, not mishum merakeit, because the crop is a kind of crop that doesn't require a sieve. So even if he does it with a sieve, So he's still chayav mishum be'ereach. And when Rashi says in the Mishneh, habeira psilis biyodov, he doesn't mean that it has to be dafke biyodov. If it is the kind of a psilis that can be handled biyodov, so then even if he does it Uivinapulchvoro, he is also chayav mishum beira. Masheinkein, if it is a kind of a crop, let's say like flour or thin sand that couldn't be handled with his hand, it has to be handled with his seed. So then he is chayav mishum raki. And if, I don't think that it's possible, but if it is possible to visualize that a person should sift the flour with his hand, if he's such an expert, that he has such fine hands, that he can sift the flour with his hands, so then, according to Rashi, so if he'll sift the flour with his hands, he'll be chayav mishum raki. Because generally, this kind of selection, of removal of pseiles mitecheicho, requires a sifter, a sieve. All right. Now, there will be a p'chine on the Tuesday after Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos and Sunday. Monday is Tzim Gedalia. So on Tuesday, there will be a p'chine, and everybody except those who have been last year in the Smicha Shir and this year, so we'll have to take the print. We're up to the Gemara of Beria, Dafayim Dalet or Medalet. Tone Rabbonon, Hoyu Lifonov Minei Eichlin, Beira Veichel Beira Meniach. So we have two gyoses. Rashi says here, "Hoyel ifonav minayichlin garsinon, veloy garsinon shnei minayichlin." So in other words, there was another gyose. "Hoyel ifonav shnei minayichlin." So that gyose would certainly imply that even if there is no pseilas before him, just two kinds of eichlin, apples and pears. I mean, everyone, each one is rol achile, but he's interested, let's say, in eating apples. So then the mean that he's interested in eating, so he's considered a yichel, and the mean that he's not interested in eating now, even though some other day he would be interested. So that considered pseiles. If we are geres, hoyol ifonof shnei minei yichlin, so then the Braise implies that even if he has two eichlin, each one is rol achile, and even if the same person, sometimes it's that eichel and the other, sometimes it's the other eichel. So if at this time he's interested in one meat, not in the other, so then the meat that he's interested in is considered an eichel, and the mean he's not interested in at this moment is considered sales. But Rashi, I mean the Miri, says that if we are geres shnei min eichlin, so then the Braise implies that even though both minim are rol achile, and for him, for that person, but as long as at this moment he is interested in one, not in the other, the one he's interested in is considered eichel, the one he's not interested in is considered pseilus. But Rashi says, "Hoyu lufonof mine eichlin gasinon veloy gasinon shnei mine eichlin." So it's mashma that Rashi holds that where both are eichlin, so then it's not considered, that we don't consider the one he's not interested in eating right now as pseilus. And you see, Teisves, he says, "Hoyol ifonof shnei minei eichlin gasinon." He emphasizes, Teisves emphasizes, that we are geres shnei minei eichlin. So he says, "V'chim pirish rach di beichel mitecheichel shayech ebrere shebere reisi sheine chofitz leachel mitecheisi shereitze leachel deisi sheine chofitz beichoshif pseiles v'ga beisi chofitz leachel." Even though the next day he might have a different interest, it doesn't matter, but at this moment he's interested in apples, so apples is the eichel, and he's not interested this moment in pears, so pears are pseilus. V'chei mashma b'Yerushalmi the gores abire eichli mit eichli cheskiyomet. So it's mashma that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, whether in the case of shnei min eichli, so do we consider the eichel that is not interested in eating at this moment as a pseiles or not? All right. So according to Rashi, we don't consider it as a pseiles. According to Tosfos, we do consider it as a pseiles. All right. So the Gemara says, "My comma," because the lashon of the brayse is very obscure. First, it says, "Hoy lefonav min eichlim beir veichel." In other words, lechatchila it's muta beir veichel beir maniach, and then it says, "Velo yivreya lechatchila not." But it's mashma there is no chiyu, and then it says, "Vim beir chayev chatos," there is a chiyu also. So it's an obscure lashon. Omaru lehoche koma beir aveichel li beibiyein ubeir meniach li beibiyein ulimocho li yivreya vim birei achayev chatos. So according to Ule, so it's beir aveichel li beibiyein, so beir is muta if the purpose of the beir is for Shabbos. And according to Ule, it doesn't make any difference when he does it. Let's say even if he does it immediately as Shabbos began, Friday night, and he's Beira for Shalishudas, for the Suda Shlishis. So there is no Melach al Beira. There is no Melach al Beira. If the purpose is to be making it, to be misaking it for a Suda Shabbos, even though there'll be many Sudas intervening, as long as the Kavone is to be misaking it, to prepare it for Isude Shabbos, so Memele, there is no Beir. Beir Aveichel Bebiyein, Beir Menichel Bebiyein, Umochel Yivar, Beir Chayfaz. Maskif Lo Rafchizde, Vechimuta Lefis Le Bebiyein, Vechimuta Levashe Le Bebiyein, Le Bebiyein. Elo Ma Rafchizde. Beir Aveichel Pocheis Mechishio, Beir Ruminiach Pocheis Mechishio, Uchishio lo yivreya vim birei chayev chatos. So according to Ule, if the same bere, which if it is done for the next day sude, for the Sunday sude, so then it's considered a meloche deraise. But if it's done for a Shabbos sude, it's not considered a meloche. So it's muta lechatchem. Now So Rav Chisda is masik. Rav Chisda says, you certainly wouldn't apply the same concept ligabi afia, ligabi bish. But of course, it goes without saying that Ule would be made that we don't apply this concept ligabi afia and bishul. So Beira is different according to Ule. Why? Because so Ule shita is that in as much as certain kind of selections are necessary, are essential for the achile, you cannot, without beira, you cannot eat. Can one eat without taking out the bones from the fish or from the chicken? I mean, it's impossible to eat. So, in other words, if you are going to eliminate beira from the eating process, then everyone will have to eat the way you prepare the food, you know, for a little infant. But, the average person resorts to a certain kind of selection of beireya in the course of the achile process. Whenever you eat fish, so it involves a certain kind of selection of beireya. You take out the bones, so you eat meat. So mimele Ule says that the criterion is if it is something that people don't do usually for before the meal, some mele is considered beira. Now, no person is going, you know, to take out all the bones from the eichel or the other pseiles from the eichel for the next day. That no person does. But many people are accustomed to take out the bones for the psalis of the eichel, whether it's bones or something else, it doesn't make any difference. Is it possible to put a piece of paper? It shouldn't. Why should I interfere others, and why should others interfere with me? Okay, thank you. Now, so there are many people who prefer to take out the psalis from their sudis, from the eichel of their sudis, from the meals of that day. But it's very unlikely that people should be misaking the eichel by taking out all the psalis of the meals of the following day. So Mimele, Ule says that if he's eichel, if he's miniach for his sude of that day, in view of the fact that there are many people who want to have the food of the meals free of psalis, of bones, of all kinds of psalis, they don't like to be involved in that. Mufunokim, so you can call these people mufunokim. But mufunokim are accustomed to take out, to clear this the food of the meals of that day from all bones or other psalis. So Mimele, it's considered as part and parcel of the achile process. Even though most people don't do it, only Mifunokim, but at least Mifunokim do it. So it's considered derech achile. Masheinkein, when he takes it out for the sudis of another day, so it's not because of Shabbos and Chayil. This has nothing to do with it. That has to do with Yontef. But Shabbos, there is no such thing. Midraise, I mean, that it would be a difference whether you prepare it for Yisud Shabbos or you prepare it for Yisud Chayil. Meichin, that's an Yisrael Rabot. But because even Mifunokim do not take out the bones, the psalis, of the meals of the next day. So Mimele, it's strictly. So when you do take out psalis for a meal of the next day, it's not part and parcel of the achille process of people, but it's part and parcel of the bigger process. So Mimele is high. But Rav Chisda says no. Because after all, most people do not at night take out the bones of the sude that they'll eat the next afternoon. They don't do that. So Mimele, it's considered part and parcel of the beira process. So that's the melache. So Mimele, it's like bishul and afiyeh. Maskif lo Rav Chisda v'chimuta lehefeis libei b'yein v'chimuta levashe libei b'yein elom Rav Chisda beira v'yichel poches mechishio beira maniach poches mechishio וחישיו לא יברי ואם בירי חייב חטוס ואם בירי חייב חטוס. So Rav Chisda says that בירי, if he's בירי ואיכי פוחס מחישיו, so then even though it's not לאכיל אלתר, so it's all right בירי מניח פוחס מחישיו. So maskif for Rav Yisef v'chimut alech lefeis poches mechishiyo. Why don't we apply the same concept ligabe afiyeh? So true, if somebody is eifet poches mechikregres, he's not chayiv mise, he's not chayiv kores, he's not chayiv chatos, but it's osir. So here it should also be osir. Now here there is that famous Rashi. Rashi says, now all right, let's see. Hoi lefonof mineichli, gasinon, v'loi gasinon shnei mineichli. ולא יברא, לכמה פורך, מה יקום הברישי תונה בירה ועוד התונה לא יברא, ולמוחו לצירך מוחו, וחימות על האפס על ואשר לביאי, וחנה מאב מלוכי, כי נעברת, ולמוחה חייב חטוס, פוחס מחשי או פוחס מגרס, וחימות על האפס פוחס מחשי או, נאי, דחייב חטוס לקה, איסור המייי כה, דקאי מלוך עוד אישי או עושה מנה תירה, לברי בסך דיומה, ויחקותו נבירה לחתחילה, So that's the famous Rashi. It's a big chiddush. Rashi applies the concept of Chotishi Rosam Nato to Melech HaShabbos. Rashi didn't say it, so we certainly couldn't say it out by ourselves. Because the Gemara deduces the Aloche of Chotishi Osmato, the Gemara in Yume, Rabbi Yechanan, from Kol Chelev. So Kol is superfluous, so we learn out Chotishi. So we learn out Chotishi. Alright, so the Gemara mentions Chosel Istarufe, but it's Exeres HaKosu. It's Exeres HaKosu of Kol Chelev. So that is mentioned in connection with Achille. So it has a pliflu. I mean, if Rashi didn't say it, the whole aloha of Chotishi Osmato has relevance in Isura Achille. Isura Achille, Isura Noye. But not is a melocha of Shabbos. It's a melocha of Shabbos. It's a different kind of a Nisa. It's a different kind of a Nisa. Different kind of a Nisa. Now, so... But Rashi say applies the concept of Chotzi Shiel also Menato Ligabi Shabbos as well. Now the Rambam is certainly chilek on that cheating, because when the Rambam mentions, the Rambam says a cloud. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Milcha Shabbos Halacha Dalet. Aloch Gimel, Aloch Dalet. V'chol mokim shenemar sheoise dovoze poter. Hare ze poter min hakores umin haskile umin hakob. Avol osa laasise isei dovo b'shabes. V'yisure midivrei seifrim. So, v'hu achoke min amloch. So it's only isyot. It rabono midivrei seifrim. So whenever the Rambam uses the Loshen, he mentions the cloud. Whenever he himself uses the Loshen, poter, so it means it's only osam de rabono. Now, when the Rambam mentions Chotishio, Raya Brure from Loshen Rambam there isn't. Because the Rambam, when he mentions Chotish less than the Shio, so he says, Hoife ki Gregres Chayim. So it's Mashma, but less than a Gregres is Pota. So Hoife ki Gregres in Perik Tes Milche Shabbos, Haloch Aleph, he says, Hoife ki Gregres Chayim. So doesn't it imply less than a great grace is potter? However, if you want to be an action, so you can say, because the Rambam mentions his klal, the Rambam says, v'chol mokim, the Rambam says, kol mokim shenema bilcheshabe shoyise dovoze, chayev arize chayev kores. And then he says, v'chol mokim shenema shoyise dovoze, potter arize potter na kores. V'chol mokim. So he says, so the Rambam mentions the klal only when he says potter. Mashenkin here, he doesn't spell out potter. He doesn't say less than a gregress potter. He says oive ki gregress is chayev. So michlal hein atushimei alav that less than ki gregress, he is potter. But if you want to be an action, so you can say michlal hein ni atushimei alav. I mean, but the pashtes aloshin of the Rambam is that when he says oive ki gregress chayev, so it means less than a gregress potter. And the Rambam says in Perik Aleph, Hamilchashabes Halacha Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that Kol Mokin Shenema Sheisi Dovaze Poter. So it's only Yosef Rabbanon. So Mele it's Mashma. So Mele it's Mashma that if less than a great grace is only Yosef Rabbanon. Is only Yosef Rabbanon. I suppose that you'll find in the Rambam. I don't want to spend the time where the Rambam spells out in regard to certain shurim Poter also. But anyway, yes, where is it? You have it? What? Pirkei Aveis Halacha Tes. Alright, here, I know that. But here you could distinguish, because here it's a different kind of Ishio. Here the Rambam discusses the case of Akire without Anoche, Anoche without Akire. So you could be Mechalek between Chotzi Gregres, Eifei Chotzi Gregres, and let's say someone who is Eikia below Meniach and Ein Eikia. What is it? Halacha Tes. Yeah, we should eat Tzipochis Mechashio. Potter, yeah, alright. One second, please. Alright. That's of course Pochis Mechashio. So that is like if a but you still, if one wants to be an action, he could still distinguish. If I wanted to be an action, I could distinguish. Because in line with what we said, that there is a distinction between Leches Itzoy and Leches Itzoy and other Meloches. Thesis itself says that in regard to Leches Itzoy, so even to be Chayev on the score of Tolde, so that exact type of work has to have existed in the Mishnah. And has to have existed in the Mishkan. So Memele, we could say that in regard, we could say, but it's very unreasonable. I mean, it's very unreasonable. Enochanami. Here he says, Oisheitzi Pochis Mechashio Poter. So that means that is really a raya. That is really a raya that the same thing applies to Pochis Mechagreves. Because Bishleim Eligabe. Alright. So that's different. Because that's not Itzoy, it's not a question of Shio. It's not Itzoy Akir without Anoche. But that is mamish like Chotzik Regres. But if one wants to be an action, he could say, since Teisves distinguishes Itzoy from Adam Meloches, and he says that by Itzoy, because it's Meloche Gruye, because it's not a creative work. So Memele, we must have, so in order to be Chayev, it must have existed in the Mishkan. Now in the Mishkan, you didn't have Poches Mechashio. So Memele, it's not a Meloche D'Raisa. But the truth is, that the Shittes Rambam, the Rambam is Chilik on Rashi. And then, the Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Nun Hei, so he says, Beferesh, the Omid Beis, that Poches Mechashio is Potter on Shabbos, he says, why? Because it's not in Meleches Machsheves. Now, if it's not in Meleches Machsheves, so certainly it's not in Mosam Edaraisa. Because if Rashi had agreed with Rashbam Svore that the reason is why Poches Mechashio is Potter on Shabbos because it's not Meleches Machsheves, then he wouldn't say it's Mosam Edaraisa. So the Rashi holds that that is a special aloche of shiurim. But in Melechus Machshavas it is. So Mimele we can apply the aloche of Chotzei Shiur Samatir. Oh. Now the Ritva says here, Vafilu Achei, he says, so he says, Vafilu, Vafilu Achei Askev Rav Yosef, she's a dinner keif epochet m'reshiyo shiosa, Vafilu m'natere, liman de omim sechas yume chotzei shiosa m'natere, kein pir shirashe zal, miu, bimavi epoches poches ma'abahames, lekel yisir ed rabonon, ki dimucha b'chol duchte, di behol likesh shum akira schevet m'kemet. So the Ritva says, that let's say, poches poches ma'ames, and the same thing would apply so that's not considered a tzoy altogether. So even Rashi would be made that it's only Yosam and Rabbanan. All right, but the Rambam Shite is certainly that contrary to Rashi, and the Rashbam in Basra is also contrary to Rashi, and Lifluk, all the Rishenim who don't say what Rashi says are presumed to be chilek Rashi, because Rashi's din is a big chiddush. Meichateis. All right. Now, the question is: so then, this is what Rav Yosef is masik against Rav Chisde, is chilek on Rav Chisde, and he says v'chimuta leefis poches mechishir. But so what is Rav Chisde? Now, so it's the same kind of shakashe that Rav Chisde himself raised against Ule. So obviously, Rav Chisde holds, as far as Poches Mechishiyo is concerned, so there is a distinction. There is a distinction between Afi and Bera. Whereas Rav Yosef says, no, even vis-a-vis Poches Mechishiyo, there shouldn't be any distinction between Afi and Bera. We have to understand, what is the Svore of Rav Chisde? Now the Ramban discusses it. It's a very important Ramban. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it, that Ramban. It's a very important Ramban. I mean, without this Ramban, I really wouldn't know what etter we have to eat fish on Shabbos. V'chimuta levashel b'liyei, elohoma rabbi, pirish misvore kova rabbi, she'ein beire b'beire poches m'reshiyo. Ke'eife, she'ein b'beire poches m'reshiyo, ke'eife poches m'reshiyo. She'ein derech Brere bikach. Elo keyeichel. I think that Rabbi Zalman in the Agoye, so he says, Elo keyeichel, because beyeichel, Elo keyeichel, umotso pseiles bachatiche. Umotso pseiles bachatiche. Shueichelu mafchis pseiles mitecheichelu. Shemuta. So, in other words, so Agavuch, even though the Ramban mentions it in connection with in connection with Rav Yosef, whether it's Rav Yosef or Rabbi, it doesn't make any difference. So that doesn't make any difference. So he mentions that in connection not with Rav Yosef, he mentions it in connection with Rav Chisde, and we don't pass like Rav Chisde, because we pass like Rav Yosef that Beira Poches Mechishiyo is analogous to a Hifi Poches Mechishiyo, so it's Osea. But Agavuch, the Ramban mentions a very basic aloche. He says, now suppose you eat a piece of fish, let's say. You eat a piece of fish, and then you find in that piece of fish, let's say, before you put it in your mouth, you are ready to put it in the mouth and to swallow it at once, with one bite, you find the bone, and you take out that bone. So will anyone say, now according to Maskon of the Gemara, certainly according to the Rach Shite, I mean that's the major Shite, so the Rach, because the Rambam Paskins like the Rach Shite, and the Tur Paskins, all right, the Tur, so it's not a Shite of a Paskins, but the Mechaber and the Ramor, they Paskin like the Rach Shite, so that's the major Shite, the Rach Shite. So Pselis Mitechichol is also even loud. So does that mean that you can eat fish? In other words, so when you have a piece of fish and you want to put it in your mouth and to swallow it at once, so and there is a bone, you're not allowed to take out the bone from the fish, but you have to put it on the table and then with your hands to take away, to move away the piece of fish from the bone. Not the bone from the fish. No one does it. It's true. I saw a Kitzur Shchunoruch, a certain Hungarian Rav, I forgot his name, so wrote a biur on the Kitzur Shchunoruch. A pirush on the Kitzur Shchunoruch. So there he mentions, in the name of my great-grandfather, Mrs. Baer, the Bita Levi, that the reason as to why there is a Jewish custom to... I never heard it in the name of the Bita Levi, but he mentions it. I don't know from whom he heard it. So he says that the Bisalevi said that the reason is why it's a Jewish minhag to eat gefilte fish on Shabbos, because if you don't eat gefilte fish, if you eat regular fish with bones and you take out the bones, so you are mechuyev chatos. That he mentions in the name. I'm skeptical. I mean, I never heard it, that the Bisalevi said that. All right, but it's a good explanation. I mean, for the Jewish press, it's a very good answer. Right. So the question is how? I mean, no one does it that way. When you eat fish, I never saw. I mean, that when one eats fish and let's say in the piece of fish that he puts in his mouth, so and if there is a bone, it certainly takes it out. Even on Shabbos, I mean, why shouldn't it involve an iser of Beirea? After all, if he takes out the bone from the piece of fish before he puts that piece into his mouth, so it's Pselis Mitechichel, according to the Rach Shite, Pselis Mitechichel, even Lechel Alter, is Chayv Chados. So how is it, I mean, that even those who are Zoya, very Zoya, and Achishish for all the Shites, and still, no one does it. So the Ramban gives a header. The Ramban says, too, the Ramban himself agrees with the Shite of the Rach. So what is the Rach Shite? The Rach Shite is the Teichel Mitich Pseiles Lechel Out. Even if you do it Friday night, after you finished eating the Suda Shabbos of Friday night, let's say it's 9 o'clock, and you already finished eating the Suda Shabbos, so if you take out, if you are bere reichel mitich pseiles, in order to adapt it for the Suda of Shabbos morning, even though you do it Friday night, as long as you do it after the first Suda, and there is no intervening Suda between. So even if you do it Friday night after the Suda Shabbos of Friday night for the Suda of Shabbos morning, so it's all right. And the same thing, let's say, after the Suda of Shabbos morning, if you do it for Shalosh Shudes, even though you'll be Shalosh Shudes, I mean, just Shkir time. So, and it's still 6 hours or 7 hours interval. So it's Mutal Chatzel. That's only Eichon Tech Pseilis. But Pseilis Mitech Eichel, you're not allowed. But if you do it in the course of eating, not before the Suda, as you get ready to wash, but in the course of eating, you take with the fork, you have a piece of fish, and you want to put that piece of fish, that small particle of fish into your mouth, and you see a little bone. So, you are allowed, the Ramban says, you are allowed to take out the bone from that piece of fish,
That's not considered, that's more than Lauta. Lauta means not the particular piece of fish that before you put it in the mouth to take out the psellus, take out the bone. But it means, let's say, if the woman, let's say, she wants to take out all the pits, let's say, all the pits of the watermelon just before you wash to eat. So it's going to be eaten, let's say, an hour later. But she's preparing it for the immediate soup. So then, to take out the pits from the watermelon, not. But to cut the watermelon from the pits, that's all right. So there we have a distinction between Pseles Mitechechol and Dechom Techseles. It all depends what you take with your hand or with the fork, whether you take the watermelon away from the pits, or you take or you move away the pits from the watermelon. You see, Mashenke, when you are engaged in eating, how does one eat? He takes the fork, if he eats with the fork, if he eats with the hand, all right, so with his finger, he takes a piece of fish, and then he puts that piece of fish in his mouth. He doesn't take, a big piece of fish in his mouth at once, but a small piece of fish he puts in the mouth, and then he sees a bone. So he takes it out, he takes out the bone. So it's Pseles Mitechechel. But that's done in the process of eating, not for the purpose of adapting the Eichel for the Tzudim. So when it's done, when do we distinguish? This is what Rambam says. When do we distinguish between Pseles Mitechechel and Eichel Mitechecheles if it's not done in the meal, in the course of eating, but it's done before the eating, but just some of the soup. Some emele, eichel mitechseles, even that is muta. But pseles mitechseles, it's not muta. But if it's done in the course of eating, not just before eating, but in the course of eating, in the process of eating, so even pseles mitechseles, it's not bera. Why isn't it bera? Because that's an integral part of the process of eating. How else do you eat? Unless you eat like an infant, you know. So you ask your mother so to take out all the bones and then you eat. But that's not the process of eating for the average person, for all people. So the people, except for infants, so they all resort to a certain kind of a behavior in the course of eating. Not in the course of eating itself, not just in the preparation for the meal. So anything that is done by all people in the course of eating itself, so that's achile, that's not beireya, that's eichel. How else can you eat? This is what Ramban says. So everybody will agree with that. But Rav Chisda went one step further. And he said that in as much as it is poches migreires, so it seems, so now, why do we say that poches migreires is potter? Because poches migreires is not a davar choshev. It's not a davar choshev. You see, I mean that according to Rashbam, the whole halacha of shiurim by Shabbos is based upon the gzeiras hakosef of melachas machsheves. But whether it's based upon the gzeiras hakosef of melachas machsheves or it's just a special gzeiras hakosef halacha l'mishmi Sinai of shiurim, according to Rashi, we have to say that it's a special halacha l'mishmi Sinai of shiurim, like the shiurim of Kazayis and Kesves, because he applies the same halacha of chotzi shiur osim l'ateir. Whatever the reason is, but poches mechishiur is not a davar choshev. Poches mechishiyah is not a davar choshev. So mimele, even if he's Rav Chisda, of course, Rav Chisda, when he says beira veichel poches mechishiyah, he doesn't mean dafke if he takes out the pseles, the bone, let's say, from that piece that he's going to swallow at once with one stroke. No, he means even if that poches mechishiyah, the poches mechishiyah, he'll eat, he'll swallow with three bites, or four bites, five bites. So, but since the whole thing is, it does not have any real chshives, it doesn't have a substantial size, a substantial quantity, so mele it can be considered as an integral part of the process of achile, even though he will swallow it with 5 months.
So then, Rav Yosef says, v'chimut alef is pochus m'cheshiyo. If he's going to swallow it with one bite, so then, even if it's more than a goyis, let's say if a person wants to swallow a big piece of fish like that, with one bite, to swallow it at once, and if he'll take out, just before he puts the big piece of fish into his mouth, he'll take out all the bones, so then it is mutal chatchile, because for him, that's part and parcel of the eating process. He eats with big bites, so what can you do? I mean, so that's part and parcel of his eating process. But if, let's say, he'll swallow it with many bites, not with one stroke, with many acts of swallowing, with 5 acts of swallowing. So Rav Chisda held that in view of the fact that it is not of substantial size, so Mele, even though he's not going to swallow it at once, with one stroke, so still it's considered part and parcel of the process of Achille. So Rav Yosef says, no. If he's going, let's say you have a small piece like this, but he's breaking it up into 5 different pieces, and each particle of that chotishio, each 1/5 of that chotishio will be swallowed separately. So Memele, if he takes out all the psalas from all the 5 particles of the chotishio, even though on the whole it does not have a substantial size, it's considered bare. This is what Chavis is saying. But where he takes out the psalas from that piece that he's going to eat with one act, to swallow with one act, so then, no matter how large it is, so then, that's an integral part of the achille. That's an integral part of the achille. As a matter of fact, you see the Mishneh Brure. So in Simen Shin Yutes, so he mentions, there's a long discussion about Mishneh Brure. Mishneh Brure is very thorough, I mean, on certain melachos of Shabbos. So he mentions the machlekes of the Mari Avolapie and the Mari Tatz, the Mari Tzalem. Mari Tzalem. So, if, let's say, in other words, we pass like the Shittes Arach, that Pseles Mitechechel, so even Lautam is Chayev Achatos. So the Mari Avolapie says, that only means, this is what, the Mari Avolapie really says what the Ramban says. Except that they didn't have the Ksaviyad of the Ramban, that was discovered later. But the Mari Avolapie says the same thing. He says, when does the Rach and all the Rishenim who follow up the Shittes Arach say that Pseles Mitechechel, so he's also Lautea, if it's Lautea, Somuch Lisude, but it's not in respect to the piece that you are going to eat right now. But if, let's say, if it's in respect to a certain particle of food that you want to eat it right now, and before you eat it you want to take out the pseiles, then it's hetagomol lechatchile to take out pseiles mitechechel. You don't have to work hard and to move away the eichel from the pseiles. You have to work very hard if you are going to always to move away the fish from the bone, not the bone from the fish. So this is what Mari Avolapie says. The Mari Tzalem is chelik. The Mari Tzalem is chelik. So then the Mishneh Brure mentions this Ramban, and he says that this Ramban says the same thing as the Mari Avolapie. But then he mentions it Chivas Rosh that the Mechada Paskins in Simen Shin Yutes Sifte Zayin, and he says that the Rosh is Chelik and Ramban, and that the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Mari Tzalem, Mari Tatz. Now let's see, what does the Rosh say in the Chuvis? Now it's mentioned, La'aloche, in Simen Shin Yutes, Sif Tezayim. Mayim, Simen Shin Yutes, Sif Tezayim. Mayim sheyesh behem tiloyim, muter lishteison, al de mapo bishabes, d'lishayir beirer o mishameir, elo bimisakein o ingen kedem achile uisiyeh. Avolim b'shasiyem mi'akev esapseles
שלי קונס לסך פיו, אין זה מי מלוכה ומוד. אין זה מי מלוכה ומוד. So that's the Chivis HaRosh. Klal Chav Gimel. Klal Chivis HaRosh, Klal Chav Gimel. So it is that Rosh. And the Mechaba Paskin Baloch. Let's say, if you have water that has some Tiloyim, so on the weekdays, you just, you know, sift it through. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So what does the Rosh say? The Rosh gives an eitz. So you put mapo inside the mouth, and then you drink. You put a mapo inside the mouth, and then you drink through the mapo. So the mapo inside the mouth serves as a strainer. Serves as a strainer. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so that the, of course, if the Rosh had agreed, so he says, if the Rosh had agreed on the sheet of the Ramban, and the Ramban is matir, to take out, even before it's in the mouth, while it's still on the plate. So from that particle of fish that you intend to eat now, so is matter to take out all the bones. I mean, the psalmist, whatever it is, the Ramban doesn't mention fish. I mean, I'm mentioning an example. So here too, why does the Rosh, if the Rosh had agreed with the Shite of the Ramban, why does this require us to put the mapo in the mouth? Why in the mouth? He can just take the mapo and put it on top of the plate or on top of the spoon, and then pour from the glass into the spoon through the mapo. Not that he does, and that would be easier. It's much more difficult, I suppose so. That it's much more difficult to drink that way when you put a mapo inside the mouth. So obviously, only when the mapo is inside the mouth, then it's mutter. But if the mapo is not inside the mouth, you have a spoon here, and you have water in a glass, and then you put a mapo on top of the spoon, and then you pour it through the mapo into the spoon, that's osa. That's osa. That's osa. So this is because then it will be pseilus mitachech. And pseilus mitachech will even the cause of eating. So it's us. So Memele the Mishnah Berurah says that there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. And the machlekes between Ramban and the Rosh is the same machlekes as between Maria Volafie and the Maritzal. Then the Chasmich, El Chashabes, sees more machlekes. So he says, he mentions the Rosh, and of course, he agrees with the Raya of the Mishnah Berurah that the Rosh is chilek on the Ramban, but so he reconciles the Ramban with the Rosh. So in other words, so he is chilek on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramban certainly collaborates the Shita of the Maria Velafie neged the Shita of the Maritzalem. He says no, the Ramban is not chilek on the Maritzalem. On the contrary, the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Maritzalem, and the Ramban also agrees with the Shita of the Maritzalem. But when the Ramban says, when he mentions the Moshel, that when you do it, let's say on a particle of food before you eat it, so the Ramban has reference to the case where the piece of food, let's say the piece of fish, is already in the mouth, and then inside the mouth. So with his teeth, he feels there are bones, so then he can take it out. But if he takes it out before it's in the mouth, then it's awesome. Of course, that's a big day hack. But because, first of all, the Ramban doesn't mention that he's referring to a case where the piece of food, the particle of food, is already inside the mouth. It's not much more than washing the Ramban that way. The washing of the Ramban is Elo Keichel Umotso Psilis Bhtiha Shuech. He's engaged in eating and he finds in a piece of food, in a particle of food. So he finds the Kseila, so he takes it out, he doesn't say, Elokei Chayil, Umotza B'sich Piv, Kseila. He doesn't say that. And then, if the Ramban had reference to such a case, so what kind of a, so then it wouldn't explain Rav Chisda's Lamas. If we say that the Ramban is reference to the case where it's on the table, and so then there is an analogy. There's an analogy. But if this Dovah Poshut is only true of the case where it's in the mouth, so how can Rav Chisda make such an extension of this concept? And that where it is Pochas Bereshio, so then even on the table, and even though he's going to eat it in many times, so it's certainly not mashma from the Ramban. Now, of course, the Chazon Ish, according to the Chazon Ish, so the only way to eat fish is by eating a filter fish. I mean, that's there is no other way. But it's not mistaber what the Chazon Ish says. But I think, I mean, and I'm convinced of it, that there is no machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. No machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. Between the Ramban and the Rosh. And that the Rosh can agree with the Ramban's Lomdes. In other words, with the Lomdes of the Maria Vlafie, that when the Pselas is taken out in the course of eating, before he puts that particle of food into his mouth, before he eats it, so that's an integral part of eating. How else do you eat? How else can you eat? If not that way. So in other words, if you are going to rely on the sense of the teeth, I mean, so then you can swallow bones too, I mean. So it's not possible to eat with impunity, but without taking out the psalis before you put the particle of food in your mouth. With impunity, of course, if you want to take chances, then you can do it. But with impunity, it's impossible to eat. So Memele, since it's impossible to eat with impunity, so it's certainly an integral part of the process of Achille. So it's not Beirea. It's not Beirea. But why is it Muter? Why does the Ramban say that it's Muter? The Ramban says it's Muter because it's not that there is a special Heter. Not because it's a special Heter. But it's not Beirea that's eating. Beirea means Beirea. That's not considered. That's not considered Beirea. I mean, of course, let's say, when a person digests something, so also certain parts, I mean, are absorbed and certain parts are digested. I mean, so you cannot say that he is Beirea. That's part of it. So the eating process itself contains certain things that partake of the nature of selection. But whatever takes place in the course of the eating process does not come within the melacha of Beirea. So that's the reason. So it's part and parcel of eating. But you couldn't say that when a person, let's say, suppose a person will, he has a big mouth and he'll put a strainer in his mouth. He put a strainer in his mouth and then somebody will throw in the strainer that is inserted in his mouth, so he'll dump all kinds of kidneys, and that way it will be buried all the chips and all the psalas of the kidneys, and the kidneys will go down through his mouth, through the strainer into his mouth, and he'll digest it, he'll swallow it. So will you say that this is mutar because it's part and parcel of the process of eating? I mean, which normal person eats that way? I mean, to keep a strainer in the mouth? And which normal person, I mean, drinks that way to put a map on his mouth? Maybe a sick person, but a healthy, normal person never drinks that way to put a map on his mouth. A map that's like Napo Uchvoro. When does the Ramban say that if, in the course of eating, you take out the psalis from the eichel just before you put it in the mouth, so then it is muter that is biyad, because that's an integral part of the process of achille. But binapo uchvor, the Ramban doesn't say that binapo uchvor you are allowed to eat you're allowed to be beirer pseles mitechechel. If you apply the beirer only on that particle of food that the next minute you are going to put in your mouth. Because you couldn't say, it's not a special heter of being beirer on the particle that you are going to put into your mouth. There is no special heter. Because if you take out the pseles from the particle of food that you are ready to put in your mouth and swallow, so then it's not beirer, that's the normal way of eating. So it's the normal way of eating when you do it biyad, but not when you do it binapo chvoro. And a mapo is napo chvoro. So memele, if you'll do it that way, so the chidesh of the Rosh, it's a big chidesh. That even though you put the napo, that you put the napo in the mouth, on a counter effect, that the mapo is inside the mouth, so it's still considered derech achir. Even though it's not the derech of people to drink that way. But since the water is strained in the mouth itself through the mapo, so then it's not considered there. Even though it doesn't conform to the ordinary way of drinking water. Masha'inkein, if he'll put the mapo on top of his spoon and then he'll pour through the mapo, he'll strain it through the mapo. So then he cannot say that straining it through a mapo into a spoon is an integral part of the usual process of achil. People don't drink that way. Does any person drink that way? I never saw a person drinking that way. In other words, that for each teaspoonful of water that he drinks before he puts it in his mouth, so he strains it. People don't drink that way. So memele could not be considered as an integral part of the process of achille. But if the Rosh didn't say, I would say that even when he puts the mapo in the mouth, it's still considered beira because of the fact that people don't drink that way. So that's the chiddush of the Rosh. I mean, no one can argue the Rosh. The Rosh says that inasmuch as the straining takes place in the mouth, so it's not there. But only if the straining takes place in the mouth. But Mashenkin, the straining takes place on the table. But you strain every teaspoonful of water separately. It's not the usual way of drinking water. If the universal practice of people had been that whenever a person drinks water, So every teaspoonful of water before he puts it into his mouth, he strains it through a strainer. So then in the Haname, so it wouldn't involve any yisrael beira. But the universal practice of people is not to drink that way. So memele, that cannot be considered. So when you do drink by straining every teaspoonful through a mapo, so it cannot be considered as part and parcel of the process of seal. So it's certainly beira. When does the Ramban say that if you are allowed lechatchile to take away to be beira the psilis from the eichel, from the specific individual particle, before you put it into your mouth and you eat it, that's only biyat. So then it's derech achilo. But if you do it al dimapo, it's not derech achilo. So then it's not an integral part of the process of achilo. But if you put the mapo inside the mouth, then it's fine. Because there is no beirer inside the mouth.
Ready?
Yes.
How about if you can take, with impunity, you can take the achila from the ochel from the psolas, and you don't have to resort to...
No, it doesn't. It's not because of the hardship. Because of the fact that this is the way people eat. Whether it's they do it because any other way is difficult, or they just do it because they do it that way. In view of the fact that that's the way people eat, every person when he eats a particle of food that has a pseles, so before he puts that particle of food into his mouth, he takes out the pseles. So memele, that's an integral, that's derech achilo. So it's not there.
So then cutting off the fat from the meat or something like that would also be okay.
That's right. I mean, of that piece of meat before you put it in the mouth, not of the whole. Let's say you have a big, let's say, a steak in the plate, and it'll take you, let's say, 50 minutes to eat the steak. To take off all the fat of the whole steak, which will take you, let's say, half an hour to eat, That you're not allowed. But that little, that each individual particle, before you put it in your mouth to take off the fat, that is money. All right, now. Eloma Rav Yosi. Beira Veichel Biyat. Beira Menia Biyat. Bekinum Vitamche Lo Yivre. Vim Bireya Potter Avolosa. Vinapo Vikvoro Lo Yivre. Vim Bireya Chayev Chatos. Yes. What? A fork is not Napo Chvor. Because Napo, it's not even considered like Kanun Vitamche. Napo Chvor, certainly not. But a fork is not considered even like Kanun Vitamche. Because what is Kanun Vitamche? Kanun Vitamche, we see from all the Rishonim that Kanun Vitamche was not the usual instrument used for selection. Because Kanun Vitamche, wherever Napo Chvor is Chai Vechatos, so Kanun Vitamche is Poter Avalosa. Why? Because it's Klachaya. Not why is it Klachaya? Because that wasn't the kind of instrument that was used by people. A napo, a sieve, a sifter, napo chvoro, so that was used. But napo chvoro was in the form of a plate. I mean, according to the Rishonim, it was in the form of a plate, but it wasn't a plain plate like ours. So that was used in sifting. Now, so kanun vitamche is considered not biyad. Why? Because kanun vitamche makes the removal of the pseles from the eichel easier. But a fork does not make the removal, let's say, of bones from fish easier. On the contrary, it's much easier to take out the bones with the hand. Only thing, it's a matter of etiquette. It doesn't look nice. But it's much easier to take out bones from food with the hand than with a fork. But people have to conform to certain etiquette, so mimele, they don't use their hands. But so that's considered, so it's only, now suppose a person would use his hand, but he would wrap up his hand with a napkin, and then he would take out the bones, with his hand, but the hand is wrapped up in a napkin. Would that be considered like napo chvor, like kanun vitamche? It would be considered biyad. Why? Because the fact that the hand is wrapped up in a napkin doesn't make the selection, the barrier, easier. It makes it harder. It's much easier to take out something with your hands that is not wrapped up in a napkin than it is to take out, let's say, bones with the hand that is wrapped up in a napkin. It'll take you a longer time. And it's much easier to take out a bone from fish or from chicken with your hand than with a fork.
But if you're cutting fat from meat, that it's easier to do it with a knife and fork than to do it with your hands.
Well, but when you cut fats, so then it's easier to cut it with the knife. But I think it'll still be muter if you cut off the fat just from that specific particle, little particle that you are ready to put in your mouth, because it's not a special halacha that biyad it's muter to take out pseles mitichayichayil and the specific particle that it be before you swallow it. It's not, there's no difference whether you do it biyad or you do it with an instrument, with a keila. But the mitzias is that it's not the derech or achilo to use in apo and the chvoro a strainer on each teaspoonful of water. But if it had been enochaname, then that would be also derech achilo. So mele true, a knife makes it easier, but it's still the derech achilo. That's the way people eat. I mean, when they eat, let's say, a steak, and they cut it into small particles, and each individual particle is put in the mouth, so then they use a knife in cutting off, let's say, on that particle, the fat. So mimele, it should be muta, even with a knife. All right. So elo marav yezeh, beira veichel biyat, beira omenia biyat, bikanu vitamche lo yivreya, vim birea poter avolosa, ubinapo uchvoro lo yivreya, vim birea chayev chatos. So according to Rav Yosef, the The Braise deals with three situations, with Beira Biad, Beira Bikinu Vitamche, and Beira Binapo Rechvo. Beira Binapo Rechvo. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, Bikanun, Kliyei Sheisim Kein Tzineya, Rochef Melacho, Vikotza Mufono, Ubali Mad Beira Isineisi, Vabira Bikitni Esneisi, Kitni Es Mwakim Rochov, Umnane, Vakitni Es Mpneishu Zgalgal, Mizgalgal Vieri Derech Pif Hakotzea, Vapsilis Nisha Bikli, Vapsilis Nisha Bikli, Potter Avalosea Mutal Hatrile, Mutal Hatrile Lehavi, Didom Libreire, Vichayev Khatos. V'chayu pratus lehaved ulchach hayadu diikabreira binapu uchvor avol biyad loidome liberaklal. So in other words, so we see that there is a fundamental distinction between kanu vitamche and biyad, because kanu vitamche is l'chol apoches osam l'rabonon, biyad is mutal chatchile. Someone efshach if the heter for biyad, it consists in klachayad, so kanu vitamche should also be muta. But we see that kanu vitamche is also lechatchil. Why? Because klachayad is only muta midraise, midrabonan it's also. So why is biyad muta lechatchil? So it seems that biyad, in connection with biyad, we don't have to resort to klachayad. There is another heter. What's the heter? Because it's derech achil. Is derech achile. So in other words, so that means if it is derech achile, so then there is no iser of beer. Alright. Now, so then maski flo Rav Amnune mide kanun vitamche kotone. So what's the kashi? So Rashi says mide kanun vitamche kotone ho adin diporich mide napo uchvora kotone elo chode minayinok. So Rashi says that when Rav Amnune raises the question, "Mide kanon vitamche ketone," so he doesn't mean just kanon vitamche. Mide napo uchvora ketone. After all, if the Braise has reference to napo uchvora to kanon vitamche, so the Braise should spell it out. Why remain silent? All right. So then you would expect that according to Rav Yosef's, according to Rav Amnune's Ukinte, so you don't have the same kashi. But let's see how what Rav Amnune's Ukinte is. Maskiv lo Rav Amnune, mide konim vitamche kotone, elom Rav Amnune, beireveich oleichum ticha pseiles, beirehu meniach eichum ticha pseiles, pseiles miticheich olo yivrei, vim birech hayev chatos, maskiv lo abaye, mideichum ticha pseiles kotone. So in other words, so it seems that Abaye is raising the same kashe against Rav Amnune as Rav Amnune raised against Rav Yosef. So the question is, so you understand, we stand Abaye very well, but what's Rav Amnune's word? Rav Amnune himself rejected Rav Yosef's Ukinte, not because he disagreed. He said that he disagreed with any of the halachas as far as the substance of Rav Yosef's Kimte is concerned, that he disagreed. No, he didn't say that he disagrees. He just argued with Rav Yosef's Kimte on the basis of the Loshon. It's not mashma from the Loshon HaBraise that way. It's not mashma that the Braise deals with Kanun Vitamche, because if the Braise had reference to Kanun Vitamche, if the Braise, when it said Lo Yivre, had reference to kanu vitamche, this is what Rav Yosef says, so then the Braise should spell it out. So because of that, he rejected Rav Yosef Sekimte. So we should expect Rav Amnune Sekimte to be secure against this kind of difficulty. But the same difficulty inheres in Rav Amnune Sekimte. So the question is, so Abaye has that kashi, but Rav Amnune certainly felt that the same difficulty does not apply to his Ukinte. The difficulty that he mentioned in connection with Rav Yosef's Akimte, so does not apply to his Akimte. But Abaye says it does apply. So obviously we have to say, whereas Abaye felt that the same Hasoge you have against his Akimte, but Rav Hanina himself felt no. That Hasoge we can apply to Rav Yosef's Akimte, but we cannot apply a similar Hasoge to his own Akimte. Why? So the Ramban explains it. The Ramban says as follows, that when Rav Yosef said, Mide kanu vitam chektone, so Rav Yosef, when Rav Amnune said, against Rav Yosef Zekimte, Mide kanu vitam chektone, so his kasha was, if it is true that when the Braise says, lo yivrea, it means lo yivra bekanu vitamche. So the Braise should say lo yivra bekanu vitamche. Why is the Braise so stingy? Why doesn't the Braise spell it out and say lo yivra bekanu vitamche? So then he says no. Elo maravam beiraveiche leichom tichapseles beo meniach leichom tichapseles pseles mitecheiche lo yivrea. So he says, and here in this akimte there is no difficulty because it's implicit. It's implicit in the Lashon. You see, when he says, Hoy lufonov mine eichli, beira veichel. So it means, so it's implicit eichel miteich pseles. And beira meniach, so it's implicit in the expression, eichel miteich pseles. But when it says, lo yivrea, so right after, because since stam, because when the stam losh of beira veichel, so mina stam it means eichel mitichapseles. So mimele, when the Braise said, according to Rav Amnone, when the Braise said hoyel lifonof mina eichli or shnei mina eichli beira veichel. So, Bera Miniach, so Minastam, Bera Veichel, Bera Miniach, means Echam Tichapseles. So, Mimele, when right afterwards the Braise says, Velo Yivrea, in contrast to Bera Veichel, so it's implicit that the Seife has reference to Pseles Mitichel. Because, on account of the fact that the expression, Bera Veichel, Bera Miniach, Minastam, implies Echam Tichapseles, so then, when the Braise immediately says, well, lo yivrea, it's implicit in the expression, lo yivrea, pseles mitachel. So it is spelled out. So then Abaye says, no, spelled out means spelled out. And so if this is what the Braise, the Tan of the Braise meant, he should use a few more words and not rely just on the yuki. But Rav Amnune assumed that Rav Yosef Zekimte, so in Rav Yosef Zekimte it's not implicit. So it's Ikechosam Nasefer. But his Zekimte, it's not Ikechosam Nasefer, it is implicit. Because when it says Beira Veichel, so Minastam, it means Eichom Techseles. So Mimele, when it says immediately Lo Yivrea, so it's implicit in the expression Lo Yivrea that it means Pseles Mechel. So Abaye says no, it's not implicit. So, maske vo abaye mi de ich um tkhsele skotone alo mar abaye bir ve ich le out u bir meni ach le out u bey be yem le yvre in bir nase ki bir le itze vi khaye fkhats. Now, so we have many shittes de egli tal, so was mitayik so many of you came here. I mean, certain things are bold, but certain things are not so muchach. I mean, he was medayik de glital, certain things that are not muchach. But anyway, the major shittes of Rishenim, the shit of the Rach. Because it's, first of all, the Rambam paskels like the Rach, the Mechaber paskels like the Rach, and the Ramot paskels like the Rach. And it seems that most Rishenim agree with the shittes of Rach. The Ramban and the Rashbo, they agree with the Rach. Some, maybe with slight modifications, some Rishenim, but on the whole, most Rishenim agree with the Shittes Rach. So the Rach Shite, which is the biggest chumrah of all the shittas. So the rachs shitta is the biggest chumrah. Biggest chumrah. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, Machaber and the Rambam pass like that. So, Memele, you'll find, I mean, the Nesikelim of the Shulchan Aruch. So when they discuss the Yin of Berea, they discuss it mostly from the point of view of the Shittas Rach. Now, so we have to understand, the first thing is to understand the Gemara from the point of view of the Shittas Rach, because that's the Shitta that we pass. And that's the biggest one. Now, so it appears from the Rishenim who follow the Shittas Rach, it appears that while Rav Amnune, you see, in respect to Rav Chisde, in respect to Ule, and to Rav Chisde, so we don't pass on Aloha like Ule and Rav Chisde, because the Gemara said. The Gemara said, "Bechimuta lefis lebeiyeh, with lash leiyeh, melam Rav Chisde," and then respect to Rav Chisde's din. So Rav Yosef said, "Bechimuta lefis b'chamishia, melam Rav Yosef." So we certainly, so the other Amroim, so do not agree with the dinim of Ule and Rav Chisde. But the question is, how about the dinim mentioned by Rav Yosef and by Rav Amnonim? So. Does Abaye agree with the halachas mentioned by Rav Yosef and Rav Amnune? He agrees with the halachas mentioned, except that he disagrees as to the pshat and the braisa. He has another ekumte, but there is no machlekes between Rav Yosef, Rav Amnune, and Abaye. Or there is a machlekes. So it appears from the Rishenim who follow up the Shittas Rach. That they hold that there is no machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rav Amnun and Abai. There is no machlekes. In other words, Abai agrees with all the halachas mentioned by Rav Amnun and Rav Yosef. And Rav Amnun mentions with all the halachas mentioned by Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef agrees with the halachas mentioned by Rav Amnun and by Abai. There is a machlekes as to the kimte of the braise, how we apply the braise, how we explain the braise. So that means, and according to the Rach, so there is no machlekes. So then, according to the Rach Shite, so the Rach has three clauses. The Rach first, she is gimel dinim mibere. Tesis mentions in the Tesis of Amaschol Latanya Chay. V'chein mashma tichperush Rach. The pirush she is gimel dinim mibere le'alter. She is gimel dinim mibere le'alter. The biyad muta lechatchile. We can't return the potter, but the avolos, the napul chvoro is chayev chatos. The chayev chatos, and according to the Rach, this doesn't spell out all the details. According to the Rach, so pseiles mitechechel is always chayev, no matter what. Pseiles mitechechel is under all circumstances is chayev. Pseiles mitechechel, no matter what. Napo chvoro is always chayev, no matter what. And leaniach leitzer is always chayev, no matter what. So when can it be muter? When can it be muter? So in order to be muter, so first of all, there are three prerequisites in order to be muter. Number one, it has to be eichel mitich pseilet. Because if it's pseiles mitechechel, so no matter what is chayev. So prerequisite number one that it should be muter is that it should be eichel mitech pseiles. Prerequisite number two that it has to be lech laut. If it's laniach leitzer, so no matter what is chayev. So prerequisite number one is that it should be eichel mitech pseiles. Prerequisite number two is that it should be lech laut. Requisite number three is that it should be beyond. So there are three prerequisites for heter. Number one, that it should be echum terfeles. Number two, that it should be lech lauta. Number three, that it should be beyond. That it should be beyond. So why is it muter when you have all these three prerequisites? And that's the way you pass them. That's the way the Rambam passes. there's the way that Lital is Mechadesh, that there is one deviation in the Shittes Rambam between from the Shittes Rambam from the Shittes Rach. But I mean that the Diuk is a very weak Diuk. Why should we be Mechadesh such a Chiddush that the Rambam is Chilik and one of the Alachas of Rach? We'll discuss that. I mean the Lital Diuk. But the Shittes Rach is that if it's Pseles Mechadeshel, so no matter what is Chayim. And if it is not biyad, so no matter what, he's chayev. In other words, whether it's napo or kan vitamche, because the Eglital wants to say that according to the Rambam, if it's that kan vitamche is more kal, could be more kal than biyad. I mean, that's not mistab. So according to the Rach, it's only muter if you have the three prerequisites. Eichom tich pseles, Leachel Alter and Biyad. Now, and it seems that the Rach Jite, all those Rishenim who agree with the Rach Jite, they hold that there is no machlekes between Rav Yisef, Rav Amnun and Abai. But Rav Amnun is Masik on Rav Yisef because he doesn't agree with the Tikimte. Why doesn't he agree with the Tikimte? So the Ramban explains. Because Midekanu Vitamchek.